The first reading today, we hear a rather extraordinary situation. We have Hannah, the mother of Samuel, who brings the child Samuel, now weaned, into the temple, gives him to the priest. She had prayed months earlier for that child, and Eli, the priest, thought she was drunk, wanted to kick her out of the temple because she was just seeming to be babbling on incoherently. And she said, "No, I'm not drunk. I'm brokenhearted. I'm praying for this child," and promised that if she would conceive, she would dedicate the child to the Lord. And so she did. And of course, we know what happened with Samuel after that, how the Lord worked with him. But it's an important thing, I think, because most of you are parents, to be able to really look at that question, have I given my children to the Lord? Children are baptized. They were dedicated to the Lord, obviously. But in your own heart, have you given them to the Lord? When we look at our Blessed Lady's response to the child that she conceived, she gave, of course, all the credit to God. "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." If you go through that, I mean, it's such a beautiful prayer, but it's really astounding to think that a teenage girl said that prayer. Now, obviously, she's not the average teenage girl, but nonetheless, a teenage girl is the one who laid all that beautiful prayer out for us. The credit entirely given to God. She obviously had to cooperate. She said yes, thanks be to God, to the invitation given through the angel Gabriel. But everything else was God. And that's exactly what any parent needs to recognize. You cooperated. Everything else was God. And have you really given your child, your children, to the Lord in your heart? It's just something to ponder. We listen again to what Our Lady said as she was looking at all the things that God has done. Exactly, of course, the opposite of what on the natural level it seems would happen. "Surely he scattered the proud in their conceit, cast down the mighty from their thrones, lifted up the lowly, filled the hungry," all these different things. But then it comes down to the point, "He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." God's promises, as we have looked at, will all be fulfilled absolutely and perfectly. Not necessarily the way we think that they will be fulfilled. Whoever would have thought that the way God's promise was going to be fulfilled was in the person of Jesus, that the second person of the Trinity would take on our human nature and come to save us. That is so far beyond the scope of anyone's imagination. And yet that is exactly what God did. And that is exactly what Our Lady assented to. To the degree that she could understand it, she did. And she said yes. Obviously, her child is God. So to say that her child was given to God and dedicated to God from his conception goes without saying. But it's not so much in this case about the child, it's about the mother. What was her disposition with regard to this child? This child is given over to God. He is there to do God's work. Now again, we can see that in someone like Samuel, someone like John the Baptist, or one of the prophets, or you know, whomever it may be. Obviously, we see it in the person of our Blessed Lord. Your child is also given to God to do his work. It may not be to be a prophet. It may not be to be the mother of God. Obviously, it won't be. But that doesn't mean that the work that God is asking of your children is any less important. He has called them, just as he's called you, just as he called our Blessed Lady and St. John the Baptist and all the prophets. He has called your children as well. And it's a challenge that I have presented many times, but something for parents to think about, because it's one of those things that makes me cringe every time I hear it. All I want is for my children to be happy. Give me a break. Because what does that mean? Well, my kid will be happy if he's a millionaire. My kid will be happy if he gets a new car. My kid will be happy if he has a big house. My kid will be happy if whatever. Fill in the blank. How about I want my kid to get to heaven? I want my children to be saints. Isn't that what we should be about? If we're going to dedicate them to God, shouldn't we keep them dedicated to God? That's what we have to be about. We need to start learning to really think in a truly Christian way. Because most of us were so formed to think in secular ways that we forget what really is the greater importance. Remember with Saint Bernadette, again, just for parents to think about, what Our Lady told her, "I cannot promise you happiness in this life, but in the next." If all you want is for your kid to be happy in this life, what happens if, because of their happiness, they lose their soul? As a parent, you're going to be devastated. What we want is for your kids to be able to get to heaven, to save their souls. We learn from these two extraordinary ladies, Hannah and Our Blessed Lady, what the disposition of a parent really needs to be. This child is the Lord's. You have to look at your own self first. You are the Lord's. You're here on a weekday. You don't have to be here for Mass. Why are you here? Because you want to love the Lord, because you want to worship Him, because you belong to Him. You've given yourself to Him. How about your children? If that's good for you, shouldn't it be good for them too? If you recognize that's what's best for you, isn't that what's best for them? Absolutely. It is their souls that we have to be concerned about, first and foremost. And this is a really, really hard prayer for parents. But tell the Lord, do whatever you need to do. Especially if your kids have fallen away, if they're into bad stuff, that's hard to say, do whatever you need to do to get this kid back on track. Do whatever you need to do to save their soul. Do whatever you need to do to make them the saint that you are calling them to be. It's hard because we look at the lives of the saints, or we look at the way that some people have conversions, and it's not very pleasant, and it's not what any mother or father would want for their kid on the natural level. But if that's what's going to save their soul, ask yourself a simple question. Would I rather have my kid happy in this life and go to hell? Or would I rather have them suffer and struggle in some ways in this life and go to heaven? This life is a blink of the eye. This life is so short. We're talking eternity. So even if you live to be 100, it's still tiny by comparison to eternity. And if you get 100 years of suffering, it is not pleasant. And if that's what's going to make you the greatest saint that you can be, then you're going to praise God for eternity. And that's what your children will do too, if they will cooperate with the Lord. So it's hard. Being a parent has never been easy, and it, I don't think, has ever been as difficult as it is right now. And so praying for your kids is not easy either. It's easy to pray for them, but is it really easy to pray for what's best for them? Not always. God doesn't always ask us to do what's easy. He asks us to do what's best. So again, we look at our Blessed Lady. She knew the minute that she said yes to that angel, she knew what that meant. She knew what her son was going to have to endure. Not in detail, but she knew the scriptures, she knew. And still she said yes. Not only because that was the best, because what's best for him, out of love for us, she did that, because it's what's best for us. For the rest of us, yeah, we have no idea what God has in mind for our children. But we do know that he wants them to be saints, just as he wants you to be a saint. And so tell him, do whatever it's going to take. Start with yourself in that. Do whatever it's going to take to make me a saint. And then do whatever it's going to take to make my kids saints. What matters the most is getting to heaven. Remember the words of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. The only ones who are a success in this life are the ones who succeed in getting to heaven. And the only ones who are a failure are the ones who fail to get to heaven. What does it benefit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul in the process, Jesus asked. Somebody can be a billionaire. Boy, aren't they successful. Not if they don't get to heaven. So look at Our Lady, look at Hannah, look at the disposition that they have, and then look at your own disposition with your children and pray and ask God to make your children into saints.